And recycled sounds from brand name musicians have always been a fundamental part of pop music. This week brought an especially clear example of that. The blue-eyed soul singer Sam Smith agreed to give classic rockers Tom Petty and Jeff Lynne writing credit and a percentage of the royalties for his hit song Stay With Me because its chorus sounds so much like Petty's 1989 hit I Won't Back Down.
Oh, won't you stay with me? 'Cause you're all I need. No, I stand my ground. Won't be turned around.
And you can hear right there why. NPR music critic Ann Powers joined us to talk more about how sounds from the past infiltrate the pop charts of today. Good morning.
Hey, Renee, how are you?
Pretty good. I'm wondering if you were surprised when you heard that Sam Smith would pay Tom Petty.
I wasn't surprised. Actually, backroom deals around song similarities happen a lot in pop. But, Renee, Sam Smith's sound in general is indicative of a bigger shift that's happening on the top 40 right now. The throbbing beat of electronic dance music that's dominated for the past couple of years seems to be giving way, and we have all these artists mining the past in many different ways without any sense of context sometimes, it seems, or rules.
And when it comes to mining or borrowing from the past, Anne, I gather you have a bunch of examples.
I'm thinking about this as kind of a new take on retro. People just seem to be playing around in the great playground of pop music. Ariana Grande borrows from Mariah Carey. Taylor Swift names her album 1989. And then there's the brand new album by the band Fall Out Boy. It's a rock album, but it's just as much about sampling, pulling things out from old hits. The Munsters theme is on one of the songs. And then there's this song Centuries that's a huge hit that takes from Suzanne Vega, the folkie.
All right, so you're suggesting this is a sort of rule-breaking recycling. I'm wondering if there is any way for musicians to do this recycling in a respectful way.
Look at Mark Ronson, who's had the number one single in the country with Bruno Mars on vocals for the past several weeks. It's called Uptown Funk.
Don't believe me, just watch.
On one level, this song borrows directly from The Time and Prince, and even further back from funk bands of the 70s like the Average White Band. But Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars also have this way of mixing and matching. You know, Ronson was a DJ for a long time, and I think they put their own very contemporary stamp on it through the production. I think musicians are treating the past like a playground right now, but when you're somebody like Mark Ronson, you're also playing by the rules in a way, and in the end, I think it's a really positive thing.
All right, well, mining the past in music. NPR music critic Ann Powers, thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me, Renee.
And this is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.